And I am downtown Oliveros. Pleased to be bringing you Blue Jay boys baseball right here on Blue Jay 96.3. It is the Parents' Day. As they're introducing the parents, we are under threatening skies for the simple reason that we're playing baseball. We're talking to one of the West faithful, and she said yesterday, asked her they're playing ball. She said, of course not. It's 70 and sunny. Right now it's 60 degrees. The wind is mild compared to where it was last year during Snowmageddon when we broadcast girls softball. And hopefully it'll be like last year with the Blue Jays defeating the Wausau West Warriors. Now, when we take a look at some of the standings right now, the Blue Jays are in last place in conference, but they're tied with Wausau West. They're both 2-6 and allowed 35 runs for West, 32 for Merrill, I mean scored, 49 allowed for West, 55. But when you look at the batting averages in the conference, ladies and gentlemen, Stevens Point with 372 batting average, West is second at 219, and Wausau East is last at 212. So of the seven teams in the conference, six of them are hitting between 212 and 219. And in the pitching department, Wausau West has a 5.02 ERA and Merrill 5.47. Now, of course, tomorrow we will be at Athletic Park for the West Merrill game. And so this is the first of two this week. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about the stats and look at today's starting lineups. You're listening to Blue Jay Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Wausau West High School. I am downtown Oliveros. Pleased to be bringing you Blue Jay Baseball right here on Blue Jay 96.3 under threatening skies. We're getting ready to get started. Let's go with the lineup for the Blue Jays. Brady Norton leading off in left. Isaac Clapper batting second at third. Sam Ryman batting third at short. Brady Connett's on the hill batting cleanup. E.J. Wykes in right field hitting fifth. Caden Heinrich back behind the plate hitting sixth. Cooper Windorf seventh at second base. Ben Thom at first base hitting eighth and batting ninth. Carter Bade. And four. The Wausau West Warriors, Gravine leading off at first base. Travis Clotty batting second behind the plate. Colin Bryant at second base batting third. Jackson Albee is batting cleanup in center field. Tony Ifaldano will be at being fifth. Ryder Schindler batting sixth in left field. Brennan Fichtum batting seventh at second at third base. Lucas Hager on the hill. And Ethan Sillers is right field batting ninth. We're going to take a break and be back with the first pitch. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Wausau West High School. Before we get started, a shout out to a friend of mine from the country of Israel, used to be in Wisconsin, Ralph Weiss. Here's hoping you're listening. Shalom, shalom. There's first pitch. Norton turns on that. Hits it into right field for a base hit. So Norton starts out with a single. Ralph remembers being here in Wisconsin. We were talking across the line last night. Hope you're listening right now. Isaac Clapper coming up. Norton on first. Modest lead. Clapper from the right side. Hager throws over. So that first pitch was a fastball on the inner half of the plate, and Norton turned nicely on that one. Drives it in to right field between first and second. Hager sets, looks, there's the pitch. Clapper takes a strike call. Couldn't tell if that was a slider or a curveball. Either way, there was just enough break on it that Clapper laid off. Again, one ball, no balls, one strike. Downtown Oliveira is pleased to be bringing you the action. Here goes Norton. There's a swing and a miss. There's the throw to second, and that's easily a stolen base for Norton. So no balls, two strikes. Top of the first inning, no score. But now Norton's a duck on the pond. Clapper's in an 0-2 hole. Again, a turf infield, grass outfield. There's the pitch. Clapper lays off one downstairs. Hager went with the breaking ball. Probably a good 4 inches below the knee. One ball, two strikes. Norton trying to get a decent lead. Second baseman covering the bag. Clapper's got a big hole, and he swings and misses. Breaking ball outside, but he bit on it. So that's one out, and that brings up Sam Ryman batting third. Ryman, light Clapper from the right side. Hager sets. Checks Norton. Here's the pitch. Nora fouled off down the first base side. Coach Schultz at third base. Connitz throws it back. Connitz will be on the hill for the Blue Jays. No balls, one strike, one out here. Norton on second, top of the first, no score from Wausau West. And Ryman grounds that one foul to third base. Third base coach grabs it. Gravine throws it, I should say, Fichtum throws it over. So no balls, two strikes. Same hole that Clapper was in. He of the white helmet waits for the pitch. Fichtum sets high right under the chin. There's the pitch. Down. Ryman ducks down as the Warriors catcher, Travis Collotti, kept it from dribbling too far away. One ball, two strikes. See if Hager comes back with that breaking ball again. He sets. Checks the runner. There's the pitch. Ryman swings it foul away, and there it is. It was a strike three, but it'll be a K3 put out, and on the play, Norton moves to third. So with runner now on third, Brady Canitz bats from the left side. So three lefties in the lineup today with E.J. Wykes on deck. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Swung over the top there of a fastball. No balls, one strike. Hager sets. There's the pitch. Brady Connitz hits it to second. Clean pickup. Over to first, and that's going to be the third out. So Norton gets stranded on third. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. After a half inning of play, it is the Blue Jays nothing, the Warriors nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Wausau West High School. I am downtown Oliveros. Pleased to be bringing you Blue Jay Boys Baseball right here on Blue Jay 96.3. So Norton single and stolen base and advancing on that K3 strikeout to Ryman, which dribbled away from the catcher. That's Gravine. Hits it deep into left field. Going over. Making a catch. Norton just in front of the 350 sign. Gravine gave that ball a ride. Norton gets under it, though, and that's the first out. That's going to bring up Clotty, the catcher. The wind is not blowing appreciably out here today, so Gravine really gave that one a ride unaided. Connitz winds. Here's the pitch. Downstairs, one ball, no strikes. So Brady starting today. Again, this morning the weather was promising. Now, again, it's typical spring weather. There's a swing and a miss. And, again, that makes it very hard for the pitchers to get loosed. Tonight, a frost advisory, so if you got those plants for Mother's Day, get them in. And that's a swing and a miss. And over on Bow Falls Radio with award-winning broadcaster Chad Holmes bringing you that. And there's Cloudy swinging a miss, strike three. Girls softball, Newman Marathon, nothing at the end of two. Give him one air on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and me the other. There's inside fastball. Colin Bryant, the second baseman, takes it. One ball, no strikes. So a fly out and a strikeout. There's the pitch. There's a swing and a miss. That one had some good movement on it. That one was almost moving a little bit like a screwball. One ball, one strike, two outs under Daves County Market scoreboard. Bottom of the first, no score. There's a called strike downstairs. One ball, two strikes. Again, pitchers want to economize with that 100-pitch limit. Connets with the 1-2 pitch. Up and in, turns Bryant a little bit away. All twos on our Daves County Market scoreboard. Remember to stay tuned after the end of the game for our Daves County Market postgame show. Connets winds and fires. Strike three, swinging. So Brady Connets gets two strikeouts. 1-2-3, bottom of the first. No runs, no hits, no error. Nobody left. After one complete from Wausau West, it's the Warriors nothing, the Blue Jays nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3. And the top of the second inning here, E.J. Wykes, 5-6-7 hitters. Henrik and Wendorf, Wykes from the left side. Ball, strike one call. Again, very deliberate calls from the plate umpire. The plate umpire is telling them to cut the music. Okay. Yep. And there's the sheriff. Of course, Sheriff would be Ash right here on WJMT Racing. Remember to stay tuned for them. The sheriff does the PA work here at Wausau West. No balls, one strike. There's the pitch. Strike two on the outer half of the plate. Remember, we're back tomorrow. Mike Budenholzer is emerging as a front runner to become the next Phoenix Sun head coach. That's interesting. Outside, one ball, two strikes. Always try to keep you up on the latest sports news. One ball, two strikes, top of the second. No score, nobody on. Wykes followed by Henrik and Wendorf. Here's the 2-2 pitch, way outside. Watched him in warm-ups, and Hagers is having trouble getting the breaking ball. So he's going to have to try to bring that a lot closer to the plate and break off. Two balls, two strikes. There's the pitch. Inside and down. And they struck out Wykes. Oh, that one did not look particularly inviting. So that's three Ks thus far. Henrik batting from the right side. Tom's at first with Connett's pitching. Hager sets. There's the pitch. Swings through. Breaking ball. No balls, one strike. Kind of half-hearted swing. I think he knew it was going to be out of the zone, but it was after he'd committed. There's the pitch. Swing downstairs. Might have chased one out of the zone, but being aggressive, down in the count 0-1. Now he's down to 0-2. See what Hager comes up with here. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Four strikeouts already for Hager. Second baseman number 22. That's going to bring up Cooper Wendorf. So Hager's not got that much. It's more of a slider than a curveball, like we'll see next week if we see Langben. for the Warriors, or for the Evergreens. And that's hit in the air. Second baseman's out, chasing. Shortstop calls him off, and in center field, long run for the shortstop, makes the catch. So quick, 1-2-3 here, top of the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. After 1.5 from Wausau West, it's the Warriors nothing, the Blue Jays nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Wausau West High School, downtown Olive Burroughs. Pleased to be bringing you Blue Jay Baseball right here on Blue Jay 96.3. These two teams scheduled tomorrow only in Athletic Park, and Monday the big event as Henrik throws it down to second. Team Todd and Youth Night as Wisconsin Rapids comes to the MAC, and the Blue Jay girls softball team hosts them. We'll talk more about that later. Albie, fourth hitter, upstairs and away. One ball, no strike. So 1-2-3, fly out to deep left center. Norton got on his horse and rode. There's a swing and a miss. And then two straight swinging strikeouts. Warriors come in 2-5 in conference, same as the Blue Jays. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That's fouled back to the screen. One ball, two strike. I think Blue took that one. He's walking over smiling. I think they're giving him a little time to regroup. That one, I think, took him right on the mask. So Henrik goes out to talk to Kanitz, and Albie goes down to talk to the third base coach. That's courtesy when Blue takes one like that. So one ball, two strikes. Nobody out here. Connitz goes into the windup. There's the pitch. Up and away again. Two balls, two strikes. Again, top of the second inning, no score. Blue Jays, Brady Norton led off the first, stole second, went to third on a K3 and stranded there. Strike three on a breaking ball. Backdoor breaking ball. That's three straight strikeouts. That's a looker. And that's going to bring in Alfadano. So Alfadano comes up again from the right side. There's a breaking ball called first strike. No balls, one strike. Top of the second, or bottom of the second. There's another. Nope, that one down low. One ball, one strike, one out under Dave's County Market scoreboard. Connitz Rhines fires outside, 2-1. Little bit high, but more outside than high. Two balls, one strike, one out. Bottom of the second inning, no score here from Wausau West. There's the wind and the fire. Outside and high again. A couple times, Connitz has missed high and away. Three balls and a strike. One out here, top of the second. Weather continues to look less. There's a called strike two. He brought that one downstairs. Count is full now. Weather's still far from ideal, but we're hoping that it will stay off. Oh, and then he chased one up in the zone and swinging strikeout. So that's four straight strikeouts for Connitz and brings up Ryder Schindler, the left fielder. So Schindler comes up. He's also batting from the right side. I'm not sure where that one was. That one looked good from my vantage point, which is right behind home plate. There's the 0-1 or 1-0 pitch outside, two balls, no strikes. So again, pitchers want to economize. 100 pitch limit for the week. I think this is Brady's first pitching appearance for the week, so We'll have to see whether or not he can go. There's strike two. All twos on our Daves County Market scoreboard. Oh, check that. Two balls, one strike. I apologize. There's the wind. There's the 2-1 pitch outside again. Neither Hager nor Connitz are coming inside on the hands of those right-handed hitters. And after Gravine gave that first one a ride, there's a foul tip back to the screen. Three balls, two strikes, two outs here. Bottom of the second, no score. Five up, five down for the Warriors. Four straight strikeouts for Brady Connitz. Impressive start. Looks in. He's the wind. There's a 3-2. Outside ball four. So that's going to put Schindler on first and Brennan up victim, the third baseman, batting seventh in the lineup. Hager on deck and Sillers in the hole. Henrik goes out to talk to Connitz, probably going to discuss what they're going to do if Schindler tries to steal. In the middle of the third, over on Bull Falls Radio, Newman picked up five. So on the road, the Newman Catholic Cardinal girls up 5-0, conference action. It's outside. Squaring to bunt there, victim. So the Warriors looking to play small ball here. John Albee, head coach of the Warriors. One ball, no strikes, and that's hit in the air. First base side, hustling over is Henrik. And, oh, just, I don't think he could have run between. He could have caught in the doorway and grabbed that one. That would have been interesting. I don't know if that would have been catch and carry and they would have given the runner second base because that was right in the doorway. And I'm trying to think who's sitting right there on the bucket. He's just pointing up and said, yeah, that almost hit me on the head. One ball, one strike, two outs. Schindler on first. That's down and in. Two balls and a strike. Again, downtown Oliveros, pleased to be bringing you Blue Jay Boys baseball right here on Blue Jay 96.3, back at it, 4:45 pregame, 5 o'clock first pitch from Athletic Park, same teams tomorrow. That's hit up the middle, base hit. Fine effort by Wendorf on the third base side of the bag. But there's the first hit of the game so for the Warriors. So now one. Hager, number 11, can help his cause out. So Connitz, after four straight strikeouts and five in a row up, a walk and now a single, put runners on first and second. There's the pitch. Hager hits that one into left field. Norton's on his. And that's going to go in the gap. One run scoring. Here comes another run. And Hager doubles into left center field and picks up two ribbies. He connected on that. Schindler scoring. Victim scoring. Body just couldn't get to it.
Number 18, Ethan Sillers.
Ethan Sillers now. Ninth hitter. And a courtesy runner going in right now. That'll be Dylan Landreth. So Dylan Landreth is going to be the courtesy runner for Sillers. Plate umpire writes that on his official record. So a walk, a single, and a two-run RBI double to left center. Excellent effort by Boddy. He just could not get there. He was playing straight, Hager straight away. There's the pitch. Strike one call. So two runs here for the Warriors in the bottom of the second. Connitz was cruising and then hit a little bump in the road. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Down and away from Henrik. It's a wild pitch, and that's going to move the courtesy runner Landreth over to third. So that's a ball. One ball, one strike, two outs on our Daves County Market scoreboard. Two in for the Warriors here on an RBI double that scored runners all the way from first and second and first, respectively. Swing and a miss. That puts one ball, two strikes, and two outs here. Sellers waits. There's the set. Down and in. Ooh. Can't tell if that was low or inside. Blue didn't gesture. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. All twos on our Daves County Market scoreboard, including 2-0 for the Warriors here in the bottom of the second. Connett sets. There's the pitch. And that's hit in the air. Center field. Body's camped underneath it. Brings it in for the third out. But two runs, two hits, no errors, one left. After two complete from Wausau West, it's the Warriors 2, the Blue Jays nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Wausau West High School. The lights are on, and plenty of people are home. Nice crowd here. Top of the third, Blue Jays trailing 2-0. Thom lead it off, 8-9-1. Downstairs and away, one ball, no strikes. So Connett's got four strikeouts in a row, two to end the first, two to start the second, then a walk, a single, and a two RBI double to left for Hager. Helps his cause. In on the fists. Hager came inside on that, and Thom took it. No way he was going to get an extension on that one. No balls. One ball, one strike, excuse me. Nobody out. Top of the third. Outside 2-1. So Hager's got four strikeouts. No walks, a leadoff single, and he's retired six in a row since then. He sets high. There's the pitch. Thom hits that one up in the air. Second baseman over underneath it. Shortstop calls him off, and that'll be a pop out to short. That's going to bring up Carter Boddy, ninth hitter, like Thom from the right side. So we'll see if Boddy decides to lay one down here. Again, all turf infield, grass outfield. I spent 3 hours yesterday cutting my hay field, but it doesn't look this nice. Hager sets upstairs. Oh, calling that one a strike. That one broke into the zone. That was probably one of his sharpest breaking balls. Hager sets. There's the pitch. And that's hit inside out swing down to right field side. Foul territory. And the right fielder for the Warriors comes in to pick it up. It goes back to Hager on the mound. No balls, two strikes. One out here, top of the third. Hager wants a new ball, and he gets one. But Blue rubs it up and sticks it back in the bag, so somebody's going to get it sooner or later. No balls, two strikes. Boddy hanging in there. Hager sets just below the chin. There's the pitch, and that one, Boddy was stepping out. He fouls it out of play. Over toward the track. Count stays at no balls, two strikes. Hager sets. There's the 0-2 pitch. Outside, 1-2. No fishing expedition there for Carter Boddy. One out here, top of the third inning. Warriors lead 2-0 on a walk, a single, and a two RBI double in the bottom of the second. Carter holds outside, two balls, two strikes. Two opportunities to go fish, and Carter declined. So Hager's going to see if he's going to come back with another breaking ball on the outer half of the plate. Carter's got tiniest bit of an open stance. There's the pitch, and that's going to be hit towards second. Clean pickup over to first. Body with good speed almost beat that one out. That's going to bring up the top of the order Brady Norton, who singled to right field on the first pitch of the game. So Norton from the left side. Ager's been impressive thus far. No strikeouts this inning, but four strikeouts in the first two innings. Norton in front of that batter's box. And they're getting it in on the hands there. He's not going to get much extension. And that Norton again hits it to the right side. Oh, Sunday hop, a little bobble. And there's the put out. That one came right up into the second baseman's wheelhouse. So no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Since that first inning single, Hager's retired 9 in a row after 2.5. It's the Warriors 2, the Blue Jays nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Wausau West High School, downtown Olive Burroughs. Pleased to be bringing you Blue Jay Baseball right here on Blue Jay 96.3. So Gravine's going to lead off here. He flew out to Norton and left. There's one downstairs. He gave that one a ride just to the left of the 350 sign in left center. Down the lines, it's 320 to left, and I think it's also to right. This is symmetric field, and there's it in the air and foul. And taking a look at what that number is in dead center, I don't see it right now. So 350 in the alleys, 320 down the line to left, and I think to right as well. One ball, one strike. Oh, yes, caught the outside corner. That was a deliberation jury would have appreciated. One ball, two strikes. Connors gave up the walk of the two hits. Downstairs. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Two runs, two hits, no errors for the Warriors. No runs, one hit for the Blue Jays. And that's fouled back toward the screen right in front of yours truly. Claudi comes over for the on-deck circle to pick it up. Count stays, two balls, two strikes. And that's hit back to Connitz. Connitz runs it over with an underhand to thumb, and Gravine goes out 1-3. That's going to bring up Claudi, struck out swinging back in the first. So again, a walk to Schindler last inning, a single by Fichtum up the middle on the left side of second, and then a double by Hager that Body could not get to. So one out here, Claudi. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Connitz took something off that breaking ball. No balls, one strike, one out here on our Daves County Market Scorecard. Top bottom of the third inning. Game moving along nicely. And that's hit into right field. Wykes is underneath it. Soft fly, and he pulls it down. And that's going to bring in Colin Bryant, who's struck out swinging to end the first. Two outs here, top of the third inning. Blue Jays trailing 2-0. There's the pitch, breaking ball down and in. Thumb picks it up off the turf. Again, turf bounces usually much truer and higher than dirt. Ooh, that's upstairs 2-0. So two outs back in that second inning after four straight strikeouts to end the first and start the second before the challenges began. There's the 2-0 pitch. Outside, three balls, no strikes. 3-0. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Outside, and that's a walk. Second walk for Connets. Four strikeouts, as I've said before. And that's going to bring up Jackson. Jackson struck out looking to start the second. Ball one downstairs. Connets does not want to get behind in the count again because that's when Fichtum hit that one up the middle. That's hit foul down the third base line sharply. Left fielder says, I'm not chasing it. Norton says, nope. Clapper says, nope. So someone from the Warriors dugout chases it. One ball, one strike, two outs. Bryant on first. Took something off that one downstairs. Two balls and a strike. So definitely a situation where Brady's probably thinking back to last inning and wanting to make sure it doesn't happen again. There, that's hit sharply into left field. And it gets past Norton. That's going to roll to the fence. One run's going to score. There's the cutoff. So scoring all the way from first. Single, and from our vantage point, let's see if they're going to give him an error. It's now three runs, three hits. Let's see if there's going to be an error called. Yes, Norton's going to get charged with an error. Let that one get past him. And so that's what allowed the run to score. So that makes it 3-0 here, bottom of the third. So again, the walk turned into a run. Plate umpire calls time. So Jackson Albee comes through with an RBI. Well, it's not going to be an RBI, but a single. And that scores the runner from first. And that's hit down into left field. Body pulls it down for the third out. But again, the Warriors get on the board. One run, one hit, one error, one left. After three complete from Wausau West, it's the Warriors 3, the Blue Jays nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Wausau West High School. I am downtown Otterboro's. Pleased to be bringing you Blue Jay Boys Baseball right here on Blue Jay 96.3. Blue Jays down now 3-0 here. Nine straight retired by Hager since Norton's leadoff single to start the game. Clapper's up there. Strike one, caught the outside corner. So Hager struck out two in the first, two in the second. Nine straight retired. He has a 3-0 lead to work with, top of the fourth. Swing and a miss. Nice breaking ball. Waist high. No balls, two strikes. Blue Jays need to get some runners. Only that leadoff single. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Clapper struck out swinging in the first, and now to lead off the fourth. It's going to bring up Sam Ryman. He struck out swinging on one that dribbled away from Clotty, and he threw him out. Clotty threw him out, K3. But that moved Norton to third. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Strike one call. Keeping him downstairs. He of the white helmet down in the count. No balls, one strike. 7-3 Newman, middle of the fourth, over on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. That one's down and in. 1-1, one out under Dave's County Market scoreboard. And there's a swing and a miss. There's the 1-2 pitch. Inside out swing. Fouled off first base side. Ryman stays alive. One ball, two strikes. One out here, top of the fourth. Blue Jays trailing 3-0. Hager sets. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And that was up in the zone, and Ryman drives that deep to left. Back, back, back. And that's gone! Hello, Federal! He came up in the zone. Excuse me. Oh, my, outdoors. It's a turf field. Ryman gets the first home run of the year. He just put a charge into that one. And the left fielder watched it go, 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 and out. So that probably at least 340 into left field. And they give the ump two new balls. And there's the one from the foul ball that Ryman hit. So Sam Ryman goes yad and drives a fastball up in the zone. And he just hit that one. Fast in, fast out. That's going to bring up Connets. He ground out to second to end the first inning. So Blue Jays finally get on the board. 1-2-1. Unearned run there in the third on Norton's error on that single to left that allowed Bryant to score. Connets can help himself out here. And he hits one fouled on the third base side. Up into the parking lot. And I'm not sure if that hit between cars or that one left a mark. It didn't hit the Black Knight. That's all I know. No balls, two strikes. There's the winded pitch. Connets hits it again to second. That second baseman's been busier than all get up today. Put out, fourth put out, or fourth assist, I should say. Two ground outs to him last inning, one here. So that's two outs. And that's going to bring up E.J. Weiss, who struck out swinging to start the second. So Blue Jays get one back on Sam Ryman's home run. Weiss batting from the left side. There's the pitch. E.J. hits it again to the second baseman. He's going to get paid by the assist. That's his fifth assist, and that's going to end the inning. But one run, one hit, one no errors, and nobody left. After 3.5 from Wausau West, it's the Warriors 3. The Blue Jays 1. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Wausau West High School, downtown Ollie Burroughs. Pleased to be bringing you Blue Jay Boys Baseball right here on Blue Jay 96.3. Blue Jays cut the lead to 3-1 on Sam Ryman's home run to left center. There's a pitch, and there's a swing and a miss for the leadoff hitter. It'll be Schindler, Fichtum, and Hager, 6, 7, and 8. He walked and scored back in that two-run second inning. There's the wind and the fire. Strike two on the outer half of the plate. Backdoor breaking ball. No balls, two strikes. Bottom of the fourth, Warriors, three runs, three hits, no errors. That's pulled foul just past the outstretched grasp of the third base coach. So right now, Albie single and the error scored the one in the third. Hager's two-run RBI. That's grounded. Wendorf at second. Picks it up. Nice hustle. That was a bang-bang play at first. Nice hustle for Schindler. Again, Wendorf had to wait for that one to come. Good true hops, but this is not the fastest turf field I have seen. So that's going to bring up Fichtum. Singled and scored in the second. Single just passed. I mean, Wendorf made a fine effort going cross second base, but just could not get there. And that's going to outside, one ball, no strikes. And that's what happens when you got, I mean, Ryman's playing him to pull. And when they go up the middle like that, even with Wendorf trying to slide over, there's a swing and a miss. That's tough. So 3-1 here, bottom of the fourth inning, one out for the Warriors. Remember, we're back at it. 4:45 pregame, first pitch, 5 at Athletic Park. Same two teams tomorrow. There's a breaking ball, strike two. 1-2 on our Daves County Market scoreboard. One out here, bottom of the fourth inning. Swing and a miss. Coming inside on a breaking ball, and there's a strikeout. Two walks, both of which scored, and 5 strikeouts for Connett. That's going to bring up with 2 outs Hager. He doubled into left center field. Driving in 2. First 2 Warrior runs in the bottom of the second. There's the wind. There's the pitch. Stays outside. Down and away. 1-0, no strikes. There's the wind. There's the 1-0 pitch. Oh, there's... No. Ooh, that one looked good. Must have been off the black. 2-0, no strikes. Connors wants to come in now. That's fouled off the right side toward the track. Everybody's intact, I think. Although there is one car over there. Nice target. 2-1. Downstairs. Oh, now that one he called a strike. Should be 2-2. 2 outs now because of that foul. There's the 2-2 pitch. Strike 3 call. And so that'll be a 1-2-3 bottom of the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. After 4 complete from Wausau West, it is the Warriors 3, the Blue Jays 1. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Wausau West High School. We're moving along nicely. Clouds are still hanging around. Lights are on. Top of the fifth inning, Blue Jays trailing 3-1, gave up 2 on a walk single and a 2-RBI double by Hager, the pitcher for the Warriors in the second. A walk, a single, and an error on that hit by Norton scoring the runner from first. And then Ryman's solo dinger last inning for the Blue Jays. And there's a strike call and a breaking ball. Heinrich struck out swinging. So you take out the home run, and it's 12 in a row out for Hager. So he gets upstairs, and there's Heinrich swinging downstairs. He's keeping his breaking ball downstairs, but he put one up in the wheelhouse, and Sam Ryman deposited it just over the advertising signs in left center field. There's the 0-2 pitch. Oh, we could see that one coming. And he just froze Caden Heinrich. That's going to bring up Cooper Wendorf. He flew into more than shallow center field. Now the wind's picking up just a shade here, blowing out. Wendorf hitting a shortstop, got out there. So Wendorf with thumb on deck. There's strike one call. Hager's in a groove right now. No balls, one strike. Sets under the chin. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fouled off to the right side. Out of play. No balls, 2 strikes. Top of the fifth inning. Blue Jays trailing 3-1. Downtown Olivebrook's pleased to be bringing you the action right here on Blue Jay 96.3. There's the 0-2 pitch. Oh, that one, the only problem with that one was upstairs on a breaking ball. That comes downstairs and bells are ringing, school's out. Hager's getting sharper on those breaking balls. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Cooper Wendorf fouls it off. Thumb picks it up. Says, I'm not giving this one back. At least not yet. He'll probably give it to the plate umpire as he walks up. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Wendorf. And that's hit slow roller to third. Picked up over to first. Bang, bang, play. Nice legs for Wendorf, but a beautiful play by the third baseman, Brennan Thichtum. He cut in front of the shortstop. It was a slow roller, but he got a nice hop. So that's going to bring up Thum. He popped out in the infield to the shortstop, Ifaldano, back in to end the second. And that's hit right side, right field, going into foul territory, chasing it. Oh, what an effort by the right fielder. Excuse me. Oh, my goodness gracious me. Sellers almost caught up with that one. Is that Sellers out there, or did they make a change? But the right fielder just out of his grasp. So that's going to put Thom down. No balls and one strike. That came close to being a web gem. No balls, one strike, two out for the Blue Jays, trailing 3-1, top of the fifth. Hager sets. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Oh, that one looked like it. That one had some real movement on it, but it looked off the plate on the inside. But he came in, and he's adding a count 0-2. There's the 0-2 pitch, and that's hit into foul territory. A liner that the first baseman grabs. So 12 of the last 13 retired. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. Top of the fifth over after 4.5. It's time for our fourth inning stretch, brought to you by and welcome back to Wausau West High School. Bottom of the fifth inning, downtown Olive Branch. Pleased to be bringing you Blue Jay baseball right here on Blue Jay 96.3. Sellers swing and a miss. Ball dribbles away from Henrik. It's breaking ball downstairs. So again, a walk, a single, and a two RBI double for Hager in the second. A walk and a single and an error. That's down and away, 1-1 in the third. So three runs, three hits, no errors for the Warriors. 1-2-1 for the Blue Jays in the fourth inning. Again, Sellers, Hager gave up a single in the start to game, and then a solid home run there in the top of the fourth for Ryman. Outside, two balls, three balls and a strike. So those two walks contributed to two of the three runs. Connors wants to keep everybody off the base. There it is. Ball four. Again on the outside part of the plate. He flew it out to center body in the second. Now Gravine, who flew out deep left center field. Norton got on his horse and rode in the first and then ground out to Connett's. 1-3 put out if you're keeping score in the third. Connett's checks. There's pulling back from the bunt. Clotty struck out swinging in the first and flew out to Wykes and Wright in the third. No balls, one strike. See if they're going to play small ball. I'm sorry, that's Gravine. I had it right. There it is outside. Oh, he pumps it. Got him! Even with the pump, Henrik throws him out. 2-4 on the put out. And that's one out. I mean, that hesitation, I didn't think he was going to be able to get the ball down there, and he did. Bang, bang play at second. And 2-4 on the put out. Caught stealing. Outside, I think that's going to be two balls and a strike now. I think that one was a ball. Yeah, two balls and a strike, but Henrik just put him out. And that's hit into center field. Bade's hustling, going to drop in. So that caught stealing really, really helped. I don't know that he would have gone to third, but there's now runner on first with one out. not first and second with nobody out. That's going to bring up Claudie, and he struck out swinging in the first and flew out to body. So the Blue Jays respecting the power of the Warriors, and that one dropped it probably 10 feet in front of body. And that's hit into left field. Norton. Norton's hustling in, and that's going to drop in front of him for a single. So two straight singles in front of Bade and Norton. And with
brings up five.
Bryant's up. Now the scoreboard says two outs, and again we're going to have that courtesy runner. Teske is the courtesy runner for Claudie. Now, the scoreboard says two outs, but I've got one here. So with Bryant up and two on, I think there is a mistake on the scoreboard. But regardless, there's runners on first and second. Now with one out, that caught stealing becoming even more important here in the bottom of the fifth. At the end of six, it's Newman 7-5 over Marathon and Girls Softball. And that's hit in the air. Norton's on his horse. Left center field. Body calls him off. And the runners will hold. So excellent defense there. Body backing up Norton called him off because he was in a better position to throw to third. Jackson Albee struck out looking to start the second and singled and got to second on the error by Norton in the third. So here we are, bottom of the fifth. Two outs now, one ball downstairs and in. Two outs, runners on first and second. Connett's trying to work his way out of it. There's the set and the pitch. That's hit fouled down the right field side. Brings the count to 1-1 on our Daves County Market scoreboard. Remember to stay tuned after the game for our Daves County Market postgame show brought to you exclusively by Daves County Market, downtown Merrill. Connett sets above the belt. That's hit in. Oh, what a snag by Thumb! That was headed to right field. He just saved a run. And so the Blue Jays get out of it with a caught stealing. Henrik on a fine throw, and Thom with a grab there on one that had right field written all over it. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left. After five complete from Wausau West, it's the Warriors 3, the Blue Jays 1. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Wausau West High School. I am downtown Ollie Burroughs. Pleased to be bringing you Blue Jay Boys Baseball right here on Blue Jay 96.3. Top of the sixth for the Blue Jays. Two hits, one to lead off the game, and a solo home run by Ryman in the fourth. And that's it. 12 of the last 13 out for Hager. 15 of the last 16, and that's foul ball down the first base side. So we got Body, who ground out to second back into third. I'll tell you, the Warriors' second baseman, Colin Bryant, he's had two, four, five putouts. So Hager's been having the Blue Jays pounded into the ground. No balls, one strike to Body. Hager sets high. Here's the pitch. Strike. Came across the plate with a breaking ball. No balls, two strikes. Blue Jays got Bade, Norton, Clapper, 9-1-2 here, top of the sixth. Swing and a miss at that one. Think it was out of the zone, but Bade took a swing at it. That's going to bring up Brady Norton. He led off the game with a single, stole second, advanced to third on Ryman's K3 putout as the ball dribbled away from Fichtum. Norton from the left side, he ground out to second, back in the third. one for two. There's the pitch. And he hits that one sharply into right field for a base hit. So Norton gets only the third Blue Jay hit, but that's going to bring up the tying run. Isaac Clapper here, top of the fifth. Clapper struck out swinging in the first to lead and led off the fourth, struck out swinging. We'll see if the Blue Jays play some small ball here. Trailing 3-1, top of the sixth inning. Clapper's got some decent power, but Hager's had everybody swinging from their heels at those breaking balls. Sets high. Glances and throws back to first. Norton dives back easily. 3-1. 3-4-0 for the Warriors, 1-3-1 for the Blue Jays. Clapper could tie it up with one swing of the bat. Open stance. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. When Hager puts those down and away, you got an open stance, you are going to have a hard time catching up with it. No balls, one strike, one out here. Norton stole second, back in the first, throws back. Hager's very cognizant of Norton's speed. Norton, very modest lead. Clapper, the 0-1 pitch, back, thrown back to first. Hager is guarding that leadoff, trying to keep it down. No balls, one strike, one out. Norton on first, pulling his bat back. And Dell's called that one a strike, too. Wide on the far side of the plate. No balls, two strikes, one out. Clapper will have to be swinging away here unless he's got a bunt up the sleeve. There it is. Norton's going. There's a swing and a miss. And they're going to give that stolen base. I'm not going to call that fielder's indifference. He had that one stolen. So two outs now, and Ryman's up. He hit the solo home run back in the fourth and struck out swinging back in the first. Time to tie it up with another dinger. See if he keeps downstairs. Outside, one ball, no strikes. That is about where I would expect Hager to pitch him. Nothing up in the zone. That was a mistake in the zone, and he made him pay for it. So Ryman drove it to left. That's hit into left field for a base hit. Norton's coming around to score. There's the throw, cut off. And so Brady Norton's stolen base paves the way with Clapper striking out a two-out RBI single for Ryman. So the tying run here in the top of the sixth inning is on first. Ryman, two ribbies and two for three. The other guy who can drive that ball is right there, pitcher Brady Connitz. So we'll see if Hager keeps it away from him. Throws over to first. He of the white helmet dives back in. Connitz ground out twice to second base. Bryant back to first again. Hager, I think, is covering for the fact that the Warriors catcher victim does not have as strong an arm perhaps as some. There's the pitch. Down and in, missed. Did not get that in low inside corner. One ball, no strikes, two outs under Daves County Market scoreboard, top of the sixth. Blue Jays closed it to 3-2. 1-0 count. Connitz waits. Hager sets high. There's the pitch. Brady grounds it again to second. Oh, that one took off on the hop And Connors is grounds out to second for the third time straight, but the Warriors trail now or win up by one as Blue Jays get one run, two hits, no errors, one left. After 5.5 from Wausau West, it's the Warriors 3, the Blue Jays 2. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Wausau West. As we go to the bottom of the sixth, Blue Jays 2-4-1, 3-4-0 for the Warriors leading off. It will be Ifaldano struck out swinging in the second, flew out to center to end the third. Oh, and that's hit into center field. No, a dying quail. I thought it was going to take off. Line out to shortstop. Ryman picks it off. And that's going to bring up Schindler. He walked and scored in the second. Ground out to Wendorf in the fourth. So we've got the 5, 6, and 7 hitters. There's strike one call. So Brady Connors gave up a couple of walks, and in those each of those walks scored. And that's hit. Ryman can't get that one. A single into left center field over the outstretched glove of Sam Ryman. That's going to bring up Fichtum. He singled and scored in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth. So Blue Jays here in the bottom of the sixth need to get this one out and get back sticking down one. Fichtum with a slightly open stance. Oh, that gets past Henrik on the inside half of the plate, and that's going to be a pass ball. I don't know if he crossed him up on the pitch or what. So that moves Schindler to second. Three runs, five hits, no errors for the Warriors. 2-4-1 for the Blue Jays. But they're threatening here with a runner on second and one out. There's the pitch. Outside, upstairs. 2 balls, no strikes. On deck is Hager, who doubled in a pair in the second. Fichtum down in the count. And that's hit in the air. Behind the plate, coming back after it. And gloving it nicely is Henrik. So that's two outs, big out, and brings up Hager. Still a runner in scoring position. So Henrik brings it down. Clouds still look like they could close up and rain anytime. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Remember, tomorrow, 4:45 pregame, 5 o'clock, first pitch from Athletic Park. Same two teams going at it. There's the pitch. Strike one call downstairs. Keep that one away from Hager, who doubled back in the second to left center field, struck out looking in the fourth. There's the pitch. Outside. It's my best guess. 1 ball, 1 strike. One ball, one strike, two outs under Dave's County Market scoreboard. Runner on second after the single and the stolen base. That's hit in the air. Foul territory, first base side. Hustling over to grab it is Thom, and that's going to be the third out. So the Blue Jays, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left after 6 complete. It is the Wausau West Warriors 3, Blue Jays 2. Top of the 7th coming up. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Wausau West High School, downtown Island Boroughs. Pleased to be bringing you Blue Jay baseball right here on Blue Jay 96.3. Last chance gas station. Hager's given up 3 hits. Blue Jays, I should say 4 hits. Blue Jays got 1 back on the single, stolen base, and the RBI single, scoring Norton by Ryman. It's going to be Weichs, Henrik, Wendorf. 8-6 final over on Bow Falls Radio 98.9. Newman holds on to beat Maryland girls softball. That one gets away from the catcher. Fichtum, low and inside. Speaking of girls softball, next Monday, special time for the pregame show, 4 o'clock. It's youth night, and it is Team Todd night to raise money for Todd. Special starting time. Game starts at 4:30. Weichs fouls that one down the left side. Out of play. One ball, one strike here. Top of the seventh. Blue Jays need one to tie. There's a 1-1 pitch. Strike two on the outer half of the plate. Weichs wants one he can turn on, but with 1-2 count, he's got to protect the plate. Top of the seventh. Blue Jays trailing 3-2. There's a 1-2 pitch. Strike three call down and in. Breaking ball down and in, and he caught the inside corner. That's going to, we'll see if that's going to bring up Henrik or if we're going to see a pinch hitter. And I think we're going to see a pinch hitter. It's going to be Palacek. Palacek's the pinch hitter. Nick Palacek. Henrik struck out swinging in the second, looking in the fifth. So Palacek comes up. Played it. So Palacek with one out here in the top of the seventh. Blue Jays need one to tie. Otherwise, we go home and play again tomorrow. Again, pregame 4:45. First pitch 5 o'clock from Athletic Park. Be pleased to be bringing you the game. Palacek with an open stance. Hager sets. There's the pitch. Strike one downstairs. Except for that one that he put upstairs and Ryman drove out of the park. Everything's been pretty much downstairs. There was a breaking ball upstairs high. One ball, one strike. Remember to stay tuned after the game for our Daves County Market postgame show brought to you exclusively by Daves County Market, downtown Merrill. Acre sets, there's the 1-1 outside. Oh! First base umpire on the appeal says he swung. So Palacek, again with that really open stance, gives him a good look, but those breaking balls in the outer half. And there's the swing and the miss downstairs. So two in the first, two in the second, one in the fourth and the fifth, two in the sixth, two in the seventh, 10 strikeouts. And no walks for Hager. Two singles, three singles and a home run. Last chance here. That's hit into right field. Coming in. Oh, it gets past the right fielder. And he'll get on first. We'll see if that one's called an error. So a two-out base runner for the Blue Jays. And the go-ahead run right now is Thom. Let's see if we're going to get a hit or an error there. And it looks like they're calling it a hit. So Wendorf gets on. He'd flown out to center field, or the shortstop in center, and ground out third to first in the second and fifth, respectively. Here's Thom. Strike one downstairs. 2-5-1 for the Blue Jays. 3-5-1. 3-5-0 for the Warriors. No balls, one strike. Hager sets, and he hits that one off the glove of the second baseman. That's going to go into right field. That's going to bring the runner over to third. Now we'll see what they call that one. That one was a dying quail. And it went off the second baseman's glove. Bryant's been busy all day. They're giving him a single. So that puts runners on the corners with two out, and that's going to bring up Boddy. He ground out to Bryant second to first in the third and struck out swinging back in the last inning. And now the Wausau West infield and Coach Albee goes together, and we'll see what they're going to do. We're going to keep it here right now. And I'm sure Coach Albee said, hey, guys, these were two tough ones. We've got to get one more out here, and we go home with the win. So he's just making sure everybody's confidence is there. I mean, except for that one home run. I mean, these were hit on a line, but either one of these could have been an out. And the official score gave him a hit on each one. So Coach Albee goes back to the dugout. And that's going to bring up Boddy, 0 for 2. The tying run on third, go-ahead run on first. Lucas Hager trying to get through and get the complete game win. He sets. Boddy from the right side. Boddy grounds it to third. High hop. Picks up. Throw. Oh, low. Oh, they called him out. And Coach Schultz has got a beef there. He's on the appeal. We need to talk to New York on that one because that's going to be the ball game. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left. After six and a half, Coach Schultz is, all he gets is a shrug from Blue. Coach Schultz is understandably steamed. He said his foot was off the bag. That's what it looked like here, and both of them, and he holds up his hands, the base umpire. Oh, my goodness gracious me. That's going to be the ball game. We'll be back with our Daves County Market postgame show again. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left. Final score, 3-2, but we should still be playing. We'll be back to talk about it with our Daves County Market postgame show after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome to our Daves County Market postgame show brought to you exclusively by Daves County Market, downtown Merrill. Oh, my, what an end to the game. Downtown Olliboro is pleased to be bringing it to you, but that one ends on controversy, and Coach Schultz has the beef, and I believe him. The base umpire's calling it from across the field. He was proper positioning for that, but the foot was off the bag, and the plate umpire on appeal called him out. So going through that seventh inning, the final score is 3-2. The Blue Jays, after two strikeouts, Hager gave up a single off the glove of the right fielder and a single off of the glove of the second baseman, putting runners on first and third with two out. And Boddy pulled one down to third and was picked up. The throw was low. The first baseman had his foot off the bag, but the ump called him out. The Blue Jays lose 3-2. Appreciate Coach Schultz coming over to join us. Coach, we're in agreement. We'll let it go at that.
Yep.
So Sam Ryman gave us a charge with that one. Unfortunately, nobody on. So we lose 3-2. Connets had only two walks. They both came around to score. This was a good day for pitchers.
Yeah, it was. Just got to do a little more damage early. We got to shorten up our swings. We had opportunities. We had guys on, but we got to put the ball in play and make them make plays because we see what happens when we do that. When we get out and we get our hands to the ball, put our short swing together, we're a good hitting team. But when we continue to be off balance and take some swings, maybe when we don't shorten up with two or when we don't fight with two strikes, we've got to do that as a team.
A lot of the players have an open stance, and with that, it is tough. Hager was throwing a lot down and away, and we'll just simply say a few were on the black. And that makes it tough with an open stance if somebody's going to keep throwing them down and away if you're a right-handed hitter. Am I correct?
Yeah, they can cover that pitch.
Okay.
They can, and we've, with two strikes, we've got to battle and shorten up. And we talk about it daily in practice. We talk about it during the game. With two strikes, you've got to be able to fight and get a piece and hang around and know that if it's close on a day like this, you've got to realize if it's close, he's calling it a strike. That was from the first inning on. It was that
yep,
way.
Yep.
And that's okay. It didn't change. It was there. So you've got to adjust and do that. And it's a good game. It's 3-2. Just like every other day, we do a good
job.
Now,
one tough play for Norton was the only thing defensively, and that did lead to that run scoring. But talk about Sam Reimann. I mean, he charged that thing.
Yep, Sam's been took extra BP last night after practice, and it's been, you know, he's hit well, but at times he gets frustrated. He's got pretty high expectations for himself, and he works at it. And, you know, he was short on that. That was well struck. He got the barrel to it. He had a base hit his next time up and drove in a run. So that was good to see.
So we get through Brady Connett's, unfortunately, a strong performance. Didn't come out with the win. We're right back at it tomorrow from Athletic Park against West. What do you think we're going to see tomorrow for a pitcher from them? Do we know?
Probably Fichtum, the third baseman. He's a good pitcher. We've seen him the last couple of years. He's pitched against us since he was a sophomore. He'll be a little bit different look than Hager, but he's a good pitcher too. And Luke's, this kid tonight, he's a good pitcher. He was all-conference, I think second-team all-conference last year, so it's not a surprise. We knew what we were getting tonight, and we played well. We've just got to find a way to score more runs.
It was very interesting looking at the conference stats. Stephen Point is hitting like 341, and everybody else between 212 and 217. This has been the year of the pitcher.
Yeah.
In the conference.
Yep. And it is, you know, you get into these games like this, and they get played that way. And we're capable of playing whatever game it is. You know, we've won 8-6, we've lost 3-2, we've won 3-2. So we've just got to string them together at the right time, and we did a decent job in the seventh to battle there. We don't ever give up. These guys always fight. And always play hard, so there's no complaints there. It's just we've got to be more consistent on offense and score a few more runs, and things look a whole lot better right now.
Any idea who's going to be on the hill yet tomorrow?
I don't know. We're there already. EJ Dawson, Carter Kaminsky, they've all pitched on Saturday. So they're all ready to come back tomorrow. So we're in good shape tomorrow too.
Well, we appreciate you joining us for Dave's County Market post-game show. We'll see you after the game tomorrow.
Thank you.
And that's going to do it for us. Final score again, Blue Jays losing 3-2, you've been listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3.
You've been listening to Merrill Varsity Baseball Action on Blue Jay 96.3 WJMT. Today's game has been brought to you by Bergner Contract Carriers, Chips Hamburgers, Church Mutual Insurance, Culver's, Dave's County Market, Dr. Ronald Piffle, Lincoln Wood Products, the Merrill High School Baseball Boosters, Merrill House of Music, Napa Auto Parts, Nicolet Bank, Park City Credit Union, Heinrich Mobile, Subway of Merrill, The Pizza Shop, Wendorf Bus, and Westside Market. Listen all season long as we bring you boys baseball on the voice of Merrill Varsity High School Sports. Blue Jay 96.3, AM 730, on the WJMT app and Alexa.